Noah Kirel, one of Israel's biggest pop stars, performed at the Vermont in Hollywood on February 16 as part of a fundraiser for victims of the Los Angeles wildfires. Kirel, 23, from Ra'anana, Israel, opened with Deja Vu. Her 13-song setlist featured hit singles, Takeda's, Drum, Million Dollar, Provocative It, Tra-la-la, Pantera, Panther, and Pouch. 2 days before the show, she released her latest single, Like What You See. Singer-dancer-influencer Montana Tucker joined Kirel for the song, wearing a giant Megan David necklace while dancing and revving up the crowd. Kirel closed the night with her 2023 Eurovision hit, Unicorn, wrapping herself in the Israeli flag during the performance. "That meant a lot, especially now," said Ariel Nosrati, a fan of Kirel's music for nearly a decade. "It's powerful to see an artist not shy away from who they are and what they represent. This was one of the best concerts I've been to. She didn't say much between songs. She was very efficient, which I respect. Some artists talk a lot to fill space, but she didn't need to. She let the performance speak for itself." Los Angeles-based Israeli DJ Aviel Altit entertained the audience before Kirel, at one point spinning records while holding his toddler daughter, mirrored by the dads throughout the night. The crowd was a mix of families, young fans, and longtime supporters. Many parents brought their children, with dads lifting daughters onto their shoulders. A group of mothers and daughters even chartered a bus from San Diego to attend. With President's Day the next morning, the late Sunday night concert didn't seem to be a concern for anyone. Post-show, fans gathered in the venue's foyer to enjoy Cotera Catering's Greek pizza toast and cold scoops from Tazana-based Anita La Mama del Gelato. The show was announced only 2 weeks ago, but the crowd brought the energy of a packed house ready for a dance party. Dance instructor Zohar Dagan, who was among the attendees, was especially impressed by Kirel's team. "The dancers were spectacular," Dagan told the Journal. "They did a really great job putting their full energy into the dance. It's not easy to perform in a small space like that with so many dancers. Usually, when you see a pop performance with a big group of dancers, they have the luxury of a massive stage. Here, they had to stay incredibly in sync while still looking expressive and free. They totally didn't look confined. They might as well have been on a giant stage." Dagan also noted Kirel's ability to bring emotional depth to her performance. "I was surprised at her expressions. She had such beautiful expressions, and they were so connected to the lyrics and the music. You know how there are different emotions and different feelings? She exudes that feeling. She connected it to the song." The show was the debut event for Cactus Concerts, a new series aimed at introducing international artists to Los Angeles audiences. For many at Kirel's show, it was the first fundraiser they had attended for fire victims. "It was great to be with the Jewish community and celebrate because that always lifts our spirits," said Cameron Benafsheha, who attended with her mother. "This was their first Kirel concert. The energy in the room was amazing, and you could tell how much people needed a night like this." Deb Benafsheha, a Los Angeles-based photographer, captured the spectacle amid a sea of smartphones recording video of the performance. Lizzie Adar, who attended with her young daughter, said her favorite song of the night was Pantera, Panther, while her daughter's favorite was Unicorn. "It's just a really nice gathering for the community to get together, to feel like we're supporting Israeli artists," Adar told the Journal. The event came 5 weeks after the Los Angeles fires. During one of the few moments Kirel spoke between songs, she told the crowd that she was so honored that during these tough times in Los Angeles, fans still came out to sing and dance. Kirel's prominence continues to grow following her third-place finish at Eurovision 2 years ago. She was slated to become the second-ever Israeli to headline Madison Square Garden in New York in June 2024. That show has yet to be rescheduled, but Kirel did perform at Rock in Rio in Brazil in September and with Modest Yahoo at Lollapalooza in Philadelphia in November 2024. Eden Golan received both praise and threats representing Israel at the 2024 Eurovision for her song, Hurricane. Golan ultimately placed fifth at Eurovision, only 7 months removed from the October 7 terror attacks. This year, Israel will be represented at Eurovision by Yuval Rafael, with the semi-final taking place on March 9th and the final on May 17th in Basel, Switzerland. As Kirel's fandom continues to expand beyond Israel, fans who attended the Hollywood show may look back on the night as a special moment as her rise continues. "I don't expect to see Noah in such a small venue next time she plays in Los Angeles," an audience member said.